Okay.
That's a busy place.
Yeah.
I believe it's 7 o'clock. I have been asked by a resident to please remind selectmen of the rule that we have in the building for masking up. I'm not going to make anyone do it. You're your own people, but I just want to tell you somebody did recommend that I suggest that. Okay, call to order. Candia Board of Selectmen, March 8th. And we'll start with the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone, for attending tonight. We'll start with a roll call, please.
Russ Dan.
Pat Moran.
Yeah, Boyd Chivers.
Brian Brock.
And Susan Young. And the approval of the public minutes for February 22nd. I'll take a motion whenever you're ready.
I'll so move to accept the February 22nd public session minutes as printed.
Any corrections?
Yeah, I get one there. Line 64. It may have been said that the bills are not being sent out yet, but then they will go to the buyers. But in talking with Steve, they are going to go to Jerry.
Okay,
so I don't know if you want
the developer. They'll go to Mr. Tangway.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to leave it because that might have been said that or.
But we'll call attention to the fact that there is a correction.
Yeah. And that'll come out later when we discuss it. Anyway.
Any other corrections? All set, so.
I so move to accept the minutes with correction.
We'll take a second.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Russ Dan.
Boyd.
Brian.
And so, we'll go to the non-public, please.
I have one correction that it was a little confusing going down through the list of items that were discussed from the building inspector. Blevins Drive, and then it has dash tiny house update. Well, it's really two different things.
Right.
So it's Blevins Drive update, tiny house update. It's kind of confusing the way it was
right.
presented.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a motion on that one.
I move the minutes be accepted as amended.
Second it.
All those in favor?
Russ.
Pat.
Boyd.
Brian.
And Sue. Okay. With your permission, Board, I'm going to move Old Business Candia Crossing ahead of the department reports. Because I believe Mr. If you agree, I believe Mr. Tangway's here as is his attorney. So I think that would only be.
Yeah, I won't charge
him. Any disagreement here?
No.
For moving that ahead?
No. Curtis is fine.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. So we will begin with that. And again, if I just remind everybody to state your name and your address. That would be great. What I'm going to recommend based on what I've learned is that Mr. Tangway hasn't been given a tax bill yet. What I'm going to suggest is that when he's given a bill and the board, whether it's this board or the current board or a new board, when they see it, if you don't agree with it, Mr. Tangway, you immediately call for an abatement with the selectman. And then if you don't agree with what's decided with the selectman, you go on and there are other processes to appeal to. Is that something you want to comment on? Or your attorney? It doesn't matter.
Would the board entertain a discussion first? Or either with the board or with a subsection of the board before you issue the bill to see if agreement can be reached before you start the process of abatement and then appeals. Because once you start that process, you can have a time clock running. And,
yes.
You know, that things will move. And we're happy to if we don't agree to meet, or go through the process either way. But once you start that process, you get locked into it, and you're going to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so before you start the process that has a clock and a clock that's ticking, you may want to see if there's agreement first. Otherwise, you know, we'll follow the process that you undertake.
And I'm not opposed to that. My only comment is we had two selectmen representative, Mr. Brock and Mr. Chivers, along with our assessor, working on that. And I don't believe they could come to an agreement. And I, from what I understand, as far as doing anything legal or anything else, you can't do that. Thank you. You can't do that until you're issued a bill and the first abatement process takes place. What I would recommend to the board is to immediately issue the bill, whatever the assessor has recommended, have Candy immediately issue that bill. And I would recommend that Mr. Tangway immediately, if it's not something that he agrees with, immediately ask for an abatement. And I also recommend to the board, whoever sits on the board at that time, that they address it immediately. I know people have 30 days and 60 days and like that, but I think it's going to be hard for the board to make a decision without knowing the bill or without knowing that whole thing. And please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a lawyer.
Sure, it's certainly hard for the board to make a decision, hard for Mr. Tangway to make a decision without knowing what you come up with in terms of a bill. I'm just suggesting that whether it's a more formal process of some type of mediation or whether it's an more informal process, it might make some sense to see how far apart you are and to see whether or not you can reach a resolution before you start down that road. Because like I said, once you start down that road, we'll participate, but the clock's going to tick. And at some point, the town's going to incur costs mm-hmm. as that clock ticks. You're going to have to get council involved, and that's fine. I'm happy to talk to council anytime. But I just let you know that once you start, the time is out of your hands because there's a process set in statute and so forth. Whereas if you meet before the clock starts, you have much more control over timing. And that's my point.
But is it correct that either party can affect the timing if something's done immediately and a board reacts immediately and makes a decision? Is that reasonable?
Sure. I mean, you can, but you're going to have a more limited time in which to work
mm-hmm.
because you're going to have milestones along the way.
30 days, yes.
You have things that you start to have to do. Mm-hmm. You can always continue to talk. You can talk all the way through. You can talk all the way through a trial, for that matter.
Right.
And that happens. You got to recognize that as you're talking, things are going to happen. We're going to have to do things. You're going to have to do things. Those mm-hmm. are going to be legal things. Those are going to incur costs for both sides. Whereas you have more control before you start the process, because then you don't have to do those things until you start the process.
Did you have something?
Yeah. Initially, I think that's what we were hoping to do,
mm-hmm.
was come up with some. But after a quite lengthy discussion with Steve last week, it really, to be consistent with the law and moving forward in future cases, it's better off to go with the route of requesting the abatement because you don't agree with the amount you've been assessed with. That way, it doesn't look like we made exceptions for this case going down the road. And I don't think there's any problem with going that route. I think the board is going to be just as receptive with negotiating something out at that point as they would be before that. I just think it's, from what I understand, anyways, we're talking with Steve, it's just a cleaner way of doing it, and it's more consistent with the law ongoing.
Well, I would agree that you do have to be concerned always with precedent.
Right.
And there's no question every board needs to do that. The only thing is, this case is a little different in that you've got a number of factual issues that arise as to when really should this tax have been assessed.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it could have been assessed as early as 2007, mm-hmm. 2018, which is a little different than the typical case. So how much precedential value I'm not sure that has going forward, but I can appreciate the presidential value. That's a valid point.
I mean, I'd be taking all that in consideration.
Yeah.
Once the abatement request was applied for. Because I think there are circumstances in this case that are unique.
There's no question there's circumstances.
And I would be more than happy to, you know, take that under consideration when coming up with an amount.
Any other? Lloyd?
Yeah, Mr. Hamilton laid out the process for us in this document that he provided the board on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to follow the process that's prescribed by law. You have the opportunity to appeal the assessment at the abatement level. And then if you're not satisfied with that, you can go to the Board of Land and Tax Appeals. So there's plenty of mechanism in the system to hear your concerns and to make this
equitable. There's no question. There's plenty of opportunity to challenge it there and beyond. There's no question about that.
And we feel we're represented by competent counsel, our assessor. And if his recommendation to us is that we follow this process, I think this board is duty-bound to do just that.
Yes, you want to correct? You're not counsel.
Yes.
I thought that was a mistake. Yeah, he misspoke.
Yeah, thank you, but no.
Yes.
Counseled by the action.
Well,
not.
He is an assessor. He's advising this board.
I have.
He's not a legal.
Let him finish,
please. Based on my knowledge and experience, but it is not in any way legal advice.
Yes.
Or
and he, you made that perfectly clear.
Yeah.
Rusty, do you have a question?
If we sent out the bill, can this board say as soon as they request
abate it, if needed,
that we can have it at that next meeting because this has lingered on long enough that we
absolutely.
Can move it
I would
forward.
Urge that.
That's. I would like to see that happen.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would urge that, but I'm not sure that this board can enter an agreement for the next board if it changes.
A recommendation,
right. Yeah. So I think I would duly note that, Linda, that Mr. Dan has a recommendation that it be as quickly as possible addressed because time is of the essence. And again, I apologize for any parts that we didn't have as far as communicating with Mr. Tangway. And I think we can go from there. Did you have anything, Patrick? Anything else? I don't know if we need to make a formal motion.
The only other upshot is at worst, the board could only probably change one position. But it's still going to be a fairly educated board to address.
Right, but you
ongoing.
Don't know how they're all going to vote, do you?
No, but I think we have a pretty good sense that they all want to cooperate and
sure.
do the best they can.
Forward,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It won't be an issue
okay.
at all. So.
Is that satisfactory to you, or do you want to discuss for a minute?
I don't think it's the issue of whether it's satisfactory or not. It's your decision.
Okay,
so
what do you think?
We'll abide by your decision.
Well,
Mr. Dan made a recommendation that we wait for the bill and if an abatement is filed to immediately address it, have the board immediately address it. And you can make that in a motion and we can go forward. Did you want to speak?
So I think you can probably fairly make it the motion to direct it to your assessor to make a recommendation immediately to whatever board is sitting at that point.
Okay.
So not that you'd bind over the next
right,
the
you
next
can't
board,
do, yeah.
but direct me to present it as soon as it was filed.
How soon are the bills ready to go out?
As they come, I think she issues them as the paperwork comes in. Is that correct?
So there are several lots that have already transferred, and they are ready. They'll be ready for billing by the end of this week.
So theoretically, within a month's time, if they
yep.
want to, okay. I don't want to push it off. It's been a long.
Yes,
long
it
time.
Has. So it sounds like what he's recommending is addressing each lot as they're finished or as they come in, so to speak. I believe, versus the chunk.
Okay.
Is that correct or not? Okay.
Correct.
Is there something different you have to add?
Yeah, I just want to also note in there, too, that ongoing, as those others come forward, and come to us. Whatever we decide to do at the abatement process will affect them too.
All right.
So we won't have to revisit this as some more come in.
It'll just be the first lot.
Correct.
All right.
Do I understand correctly that the bill's going to go to Mr. Tainwood?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I didn't hear.
The bills are going to go to Mr. Tainwood.
Yes, yeah, he's requested that. Yes, for sure. Yep. So I will entertain a motion if you'd like to do it that way, or we can have an agreement between... I don't know what you prefer, or maybe I should ask the lawyer. What's the proper thing to do? We need a motion, or
I'm not going
to.
Okay.
No, he's not gonna.
What do you think?
We're bound by state law on how we handle the abatements. I think we ought to just commit ourselves to a timely consideration of any abatement request that will be filed.
Okay. So you don't want a motion?
It should be just a consensus of the board that we want this.
It'll be timely.
Out of respect for Jerry and the town, we want to move this along just as fast as we can.
Okay. Good. Is that understood?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I apologize for any part we had in that. Now we will go on to department reports. Highway.
Jeff is here.
Jeff.
You can do it right from there, Jeff, if you want, yeah.
So as far as the department report for the highway department for this month, so we had 5 plowable storms, 9 spreader runs, and we hauled winter sand stockpile. It was really a pretty busy month, but we only really did one thing, which was plow snow. And I just wanted to let you guys know as well, so I'm going to be posting the roads tomorrow.
Perfect.
And it's going to be, it has been and is also going to be running in the union later, just so that, you know, trucking companies and everybody knows that our roads are going to be posted.
Good. Yeah, I did have a call from somebody, and I told them that you were going to be posting them this week.
Yeah. And if anybody calls you, you can send them, call me or whatever.
Yeah.
This one actually
was an email, so I don't have it, but they must have called the office and something.
I do have the paperwork to write specific people, you know, it's essentially just a permission, you know, that they can come and deliver something or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, based on the state of the roads and stuff like that.
Do you want to make your cell phone public? I mean, you said to call you. Is that what you'd like to do instead of going through?
Yeah.
There's no sense going through someone else.
It is on the web.
Okay.
I think it's already, yeah.
It
I'm
is.
Pretty sure it's already on
Chief
the
put
website.
That on there a long time ago.
Is it on there, Mike?
I believe so.
Okay, if not, we'll put it on there. Thanks. So you don't have to keep hearing it over.
I got a couple more things there for you. Any update on the York break?
So it should be hopefully in next week or the week after.
Okay.
Good.
But as far as any muddy roads, we can take care of them with the backhoe.
Yep.
Or Mark Young actually just purchased a grader,
so I can
use him as well.
And also up on the turnpike, did you have any time to do anything with that? Remember we talked about
that
temporarily
big
doing
oak
something?
Tree, we're planning on taking that down on Thursday.
What?
Oh, you're talking about
the driveway.
The water issue?
Yeah.
So the ground hasn't thawed out to the point where it would really be worth it
to
do that. But once the ground thaws out, we will take care of that.
Yeah, and then when it's convenient, you're going to get a price together for the that total rehab there.
Yep.
And what about a tree?
That tree that we talked about, the one
the
that
oak?
Hangs out in the road.
The oak?
We're going to take that down on Thursday.
All right, there's one other one on the other side of Candia Road on Chester Turnpike. The gentleman there, he called me, and he cleared it like, I don't know how many trees, but he left, I think, one huge oak because it was leaning too far towards the lines, and the guy just didn't dare to do anything with it. So if you are going to get equipment over there to take that oak, could you look at that one and see if it's... He'll take care of it if you get it on the ground.
Yeah, we can take a look at it.
Okay.
Is that on the corner of Chester Turnpike and Old Candy Road? Yes.
Yeah.
He took a lot of trees down. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And where's the driveway, Brian?
That's on Chester Turnpike.
Whereabouts?
It's just shy of Hooksett.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Jeff, you're going to try to get rid of that spreader body?
Yeah. So up to this point,
before I put that on Craigslist, I just want to make sure it works. So up to this point, obviously, Mark actually hasn't been able to take the spreader out of his truck. But once he is able to take the spreader out of his truck, we're going to have him connect to that and just make sure it works. So when we put it up for sale, we can, you know, advertise it as a working spreader.
Okay. Yeah. How about those chains you were going to sell?
The chain is going to be sold soon.
Good.
Any other questions from?
I think Mark had to.
Brian,
I was just going to say
one more meeting. Okay, go ahead, Russ.
We're very happy.
We'll do that.
Tower Hill, taking care of those ruts that you did.
Oh, that's good.
So just, you know, we got to encourage you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good news instead of just complaints. Yeah.
But it's been very.
Exactly. Any other thing? Anything else from the board? Okay. Let's go. On to police.
Mark is there.
You said you don't want anybody from the public talking.
I did not say that.
Oh, do we want them talking now during our meeting?
No.
Boyd says no. What's your thought, Brian? Are we allowing it or not? What's your thought?
I have none.
I think it's a lot easier to address the topic at hand.
Thank you. I do too.
Than it is to wait and pile it all on at the end.
Thank you. Okay, Mark, I apologize. I was trying to follow the rules we had established.
Mark Schalbeck, the only thing I wanted to say is, please, if you're going to have 148 Porto Grove, if you're going to have something leaning towards the lines, just call Eversource so we can cover the lines and protect the workers and the public.
Thank you for
that.
Yeah,
he actually did. Okay. They were out there.
All right.
Good.
I just wanted to make sure.
That's good.
Perfect. Okay, police.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Don't have the list in front of me, but our numbers are a little bit down, from January. Winter's here. I really can't see that, but like I said, I know they were down. I mean, I glanced at it earlier today. Thank you, Chief. 20 offenses in January with 13 for February. That's criminal offenses, including dog calls, anything like that, negligent driving, you name it, simple assault. Numbers are a little low. But that's going to change as far as we've got approved for some highway safety grants. Thank you, sir. They're probably going to have the officers start coming out the next month or so. COVID is easing up in town. We had some restrictions on the officers not to stop a lot of cars, kind of minimize the contact with the public. We are getting a lot of complaints. Mm-hmm. Whatnot, so we're going to reverse that and get out there and make more of an effort, and even without the grants. But and other than that, things are, I think we're doing pretty good over there.
Very good. Thank you. Any other questions from the board? All set. Let's go to fire.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Or you Dean, or I don't
okay.
know who wants
nope,
to do
nope.
it.
The highlights for February were regular truck and building maintenance, ropes, and EMS training. Did you have something with the police department?
They actually had hazmat training over there.
Hazmat, okay.
Hazmat training,
that's,
yeah, we did
that's
that.
Good point.
Yeah.
Because that would, okay. You had it over at the fire hall, didn't you?
Yes, right. Yes, yeah. Couple of my people taught the class. It's actually very PD, like I said last 2 weeks ago, for EMS calls is always there for us. They're going to be there the same thing for probably fires and hazardous materials calls. So it's a good idea for them to know what they're getting into before they get in too deep. So it was a good class for them to
That's
take.
Great. That's two departments that work well together. Mm. Very good.
Yeah.
Here we are, EMS calls. 14 of the total of 19 calls for the last month. EMS is it's where it's at. And we had 2 of them?
Yeah, from Auburn, I believe. Well, Auburn, we went to Chester, too, I think, yeah.
No, so that's... The EMS is still the same thing. It's aging community. I can speak
any
to that.
Yeah, really, we can say it, we're old. Any other questions for fire?
Yeah. So what was number two item here, ropes?
Yeah, we did rope training for knot training, which is very important for heights rescue and below grade rescue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you do that?
In the firehouse.
Okay.
And we're going to do a practical outside. We'll probably go down to the old water park down there, because there's a nice slope there. We can practice our ropes and stuff.
Ah,
it's kind of cool. Joe Flanagan is actually really good at that, and he teaches that. Just a quick note, if any of you want to go on, I believe it's our website, I'm not positive, there's the updated pictures of the truck being built by Pierce in Florida, and it's really coming together. So I think, am I right, Susan? Is it under the Candia Fire Department
website? I think so. I'm not sure if it's at our Facebook page. It might be one of the other.
Yeah, you know, they've been updated, but it really looks like a fire truck now. So if anybody's interested, they can go on there. And
who's driving it back?
It'll get shipped up from down there.
Road trip. You're on the manufacturer's website for that?
I'm not sure if it would be on there.
No, it's on the fire department.
It would be on they send pictures to Jimmy, who's the chairman of the committee. The salesman in Massachusetts gets the pictures and he sends them, and then Jim puts them on for everybody to see. If anybody's interested, it's so we expect delivery in April.
Great. Anything else for fire? All set. Okay, building. Is Kevin on?
No, I
have to.
Yeah, he's up there.
I was going to say I have to put my other glasses on.
He's
here we go.
All right, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, hello, everybody. Well, new permits continue to come in pretty steady. You know, we're pretty much every afternoon is booked with inspections. So I've been out, you know, beating the pavement. I did a seminar for health officers last Thursday. It was very informative. It was kind of like a health officers 101. And we have the Severin issue won't really come to head until next month, because we have our court hearing with him, and tiny houses continue to be moving forward. So I don't have a lot to report on any of the open, you know, things that we're doing against them. But that's about it. Our revenues are coming in pretty steady for permits. I think we're around $12,000 in revenue for new permits. And that's just last month. So that's a good income. The new fee, people are pretty receptive to the new fees. I don't really get any, you know, people are saying, oh my God, that's ridiculous. It's right there where it should be. So I think it was a good thing that we did. Thank you.
Very good.
I got one thing for you, Kev. On the health issue, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, tax collector had a question, and I really didn't have the answer for her, but she was wondering if it would be possible to have the sign-up sheet still at the door. Not that there's a lot of activity. I don't know how much there is, but she said, you know, it just would be nice if there does become an issue down the road. You'd have at least an idea of who was in the building. Is that something that you can look at and get back to them? Or?
Yeah, that's something we could do. Just a sign-up sheet so we have a list of people in the building.
Right. I know they're still doing that in the restaurant, so.
Yeah, that would be good.
With a temperature check, though?
Not temperature check, contact. Just for contact.
That's who, what, when, and where.
Correct.
I have a question, Kevin. On the 65 permits issued, how many of those would be for homes?
Good question.
The last month, there was
65
new home permits.
There were 65 on there. And how many homes?
Seven new last month.
Okay.
Seven new homes last month.
Any other questions? Is that good, Russ? Did you have some?
I was going to say, in there, I don't know if the board, if in the future, could you break out how many of them are homes?
Yeah. Yeah, we have that sheet. We have a spreadsheet each month of all the permits, and I can provide you with a copy of that spreadsheet for the meeting.
Or just for this, is under permits issued, so put seven homes and others various.
Yeah.
I don't need to have, you know, garage or what have you. I just need, I'd like to know how many homes are coming in.
Yeah, very, yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you.
It's a great idea. Okay, anything else? Is that it? All right, we'll go on. Solid waste.
This is for January. 71.8 tons of waste were processed. Recyclables, 26.7 tons compared to January of last year was 34.7 tons. This is the one that I think is the back page, revenue. last January, zero. This year, $21,039.52. What has helped us get that way is we took 33,000 pounds of aluminum at $17,857. That gave us, we got a tractor trailer to store so we could ship a complete trailer load. And last year, you're talking aluminum was down to around 30 cents a pound. Now it was up over 50. So we're able to wait and hopefully, you know, hey, we could sell it at 50 and tomorrow it goes to 55. But what I'm saying is it's in, you're up above the 30 cents is what it amounts to. And again, I don't know how it happens, but we get 110 tires were recycled. Sometimes I just don't know, you know, you end up having, when you buy tires, you can leave tires where you buy them.
You pay for that, though.
You're paying here $2 to do it, too. So what I'm saying is it's just, but that's where it's at, you know. So it ended up being a nice revenue.
Very good. Thanks, Russ. Any other questions for recycling? Okay, we'll go on. Budget committee, the meeting on Wednesday has been canceled just because it's so close to elections. So I'm assuming that the committee will start again in April. Anything else for department reports?
Well, I just wanted to clarify one thing. When you said that the board wasn't interested or it was against our policy to listen to the public when we're having our meeting, that was never the intent for moving public input. The whole reason for moving public input at the end was that way public input could come on any topic. If we're doing departmental reports and somebody has something on that department, I absolutely want to hear from them. So it's not the same as having just a general public input. It's specific to that department.
Yeah,
just for that clarification.
I totally agree. I think if people have comments on anything during our meeting, they should be able to speak up. But I was told,
it was misunderstood about the public input.
I misunderstood that too.
So. Yeah, because it was said that this is a business meeting and they can speak at the end.
Because I don't want to start with highway and then have somebody have input that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We go through the departments. At the end, then they can talk about, bring up anything they want. I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right, next. New business, Candia Facility Committee.
Yeah, we had our first meeting Monday. It was fairly well attended. We ended up adding three more members. So we now have a committee of seven. The chief, Rick from the police department, Russ Dan, myself, the original four. We've added Mark Shellback. We've added
Joe Flanagan.
Mr. Wilson and Jimmy Wilson and Joe Flanagan. We had a great discussion, lasted about an hour and a half. We laid out what we were looking at, which was a piece of property right down here, the old Viking oil and propane place. Four of us have looked at it. It doesn't.
Four selectmen?
No.
Oh, in the committee?
The four original.
Okay, yeah.
Two of the police officers, Russ and myself. The owner took us around. We looked at the facility. There's a lot of possibilities there. Some of them are very good possibilities, and then there's some, you know, further down the road possibilities. It would accommodate police department, highway department, and future fire department. We did encourage the two gentlemen from the fire department that at this point we're looking at, you know, accommodating the PD with, you know, future sites on the fire department and the highway department. There's already a foundation on site that would accommodate the highway department to allow for, you know, to get some equipment in there to be worked on if needed, and also have a little space in there for them to have like a little rest area, place where they can have a hot meal or whatever. But it's large enough to do that, and there's still enough vacant land to accommodate either a secondary firehouse or possibly a whole new structure. So at this point, we're looking at any sites. This just happens to be the one that initially we looked at, and it showed a lot of potential. Obviously, we can't do anything right away because it's going to take a lot of work ahead of time, but it's also going to take time before we can bring it to the town. Whether it's still available, we don't know. But at least we're moving forward, and we have we broke that committee up so that different individuals are in charge of research and different aspects of it. Mark is in charge of looking at the housing part over there, the residential building, for possibly renting as an apartment and then maybe some office space for somebody else, so that would be income to the town. Jimmy Wilson and Joe are looking at what it would take to put up like a steel building that would accommodate the highway department. And who do we get on? Who else did we do? Joe was looking at possible funding too.
Fundings that could be available. Yeah,
different grants that may be out there, yeah. And bond issues, that type thing.
And one thing that facility has all the septic and well to service what we're talking about. It's not a, you know, I mean, that slab, it's all plumbed for it and everything else.
It has power access, sewer access, and that was all designed for
one update,
a restaurant.
Chuck talked with the Pearson family. We're always looking for land. That's what we're, you know, it's so, but they are not interested in dividing any of that, but I bring that up to date. What I'm saying is, if somebody comes forward with something, we want to investigate it. That's for sure.
Correct.
You know, because we're working on this, and who knows what can happen in the interim. So we've got to have anybody that's interested that has a decent 5-6 acres, center of town. It's got to be interested in talking.
How about Mr. Zane?
Who?
I don't know what he has for property right over here, the White House. I think he's moved from Candia.
Yeah, I don't think
Mr. Zane, I don't know where he's at. Right up here.
Right
above the pond, next house up.
Too small.
Oh, the property's too small?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Looked at that a long time ago.
Okay.
And there's water, wetlands behind it. And then,
a lot of.
And that's
complications.
It goes behind the library.
Okay.
And it would be nice, but it's all wetlands. Okay. Well, not all, but I mean, majority of it.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, part of the master plan is this transportation plan for the town of Candia. And when that thing was being written, the state of New Hampshire proposed some kind of a bypass to get around the Four Corners area. Would this land be involved in any of that bypass?
I think it's just outside of that.
Okay, just to the east of it.
Yeah, so it would not. We did talk about that.
Okay.
But in any of the plans that we've looked at, it was west of that.
Okay.
So that would be just outside of it.
Yeah. So they wouldn't be taking any of that?
No. And obviously, like I said, this is the first meeting we've had, but it was, I think, fairly well received.
Pretty good location.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's the building itself for the PD has a lot of possibilities with short money to retrofit it.
That's the building that's already there?
Yeah, the one that used to be the garage that was going to be the restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Did you have a question, Dee?
I guess, Lloyd said good location. The best location we lost for a heck of a lot less money.
Yeah.
So I just hope that the taxpayers will agree to vote to pay a heck of a lot more probably for that when they wouldn't vote for this. That's all I'm saying. So. Yeah.
Well,
how many acres buying down there?
It's just shy of five. And like I say, it's a pretty healthy price. It's just under a mil, but to buy land and to put up just a PD, you're probably looking at a mil, easy. So the other potential growth that's there makes it a little more attractive for $1 million.
And I'm just saying,
what we're hoping to do is get some other numbers to go along with that would include the retrofitting of the existing building and putting up a steel building for the, you know, for the highway department and any other renovations that's required in the residential part that would allow us to get some revenue. I mean, we could get some serious revenue out of that, whether it was one apartment and then some company that's in there, you know, so because it's commercial, or two apartments. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there, and it's a beautiful, well done home. I mean, it's already been upgraded, so it's not a lot of retrofitting that has to be done there.
Did you have something else for us?
No,
all
that
set?
Covers it.
Everybody all set?
And our next meeting is second Tuesday in April, Mark?
April 6th.
April 6th.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy Scout troop donation. In front of you, you'll see a motion, if someone cares to make it, about the donation to the Boy Scouts for the distribution of the town report. And I want to thank them truly thank them for what they did. It takes forever to go around this town to get every single household distributed to. And it was raining that weekend and everything else. And they were wonderful about doing it. And it's much appreciated.
I'll make that motion. I move to donate $500 to the Boy Scout Troop 120 for the distribution of the 2021 town report.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Patrick. Favor?
Favor, Russ.
Pat.
Boyd.
Right.
And Sue.
I think when they do it the next year, saying it's going to be the weekend, some people are saying, well, I didn't get it on Saturday. Whereas, and they can't cover everything all at one time, you know, but they've done a beautiful job.
Yeah. I agree. It might be patience. Patience is a virtue. Very good. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on. Fire department, a couple of things, I think, Grant and something else.
Yeah, I got, I think you all know we've been working on a change in dispatch to go to Londonderry. I've got a copy of the contract if you all want to just peruse through it. You know, obviously it's going to have to go to town council, but that's the contract that Londonderry sent up to us. They gave us a demonstration a few weeks ago. They came to the firehouse and went right into their computer system and pulled it right up the way it would work, and it's their top-notch organization down there. So we're hoping if things work good tomorrow and we get up on, you know, the funding and we don't go to default or anything, we can get that money and move forward with that. So that's just something you can look at. It's, you know, it's pretty much, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so it's going to have to go to the town lawyer to just be looked at. There might be some problems with it. But anyway, I just thought I'd give you a copy of it. The other thing is we got a grant for protective equipment. The funny thing about it is we applied, I say we, one of my members worked at it a long, long time ago, but it just barely came. So it's kind of funny, now that COVID is kind of winding down, we were going to get some stuff. We got a $12,000 grant, but we'll have it, you know, and I think someone asked me, you know, if PD needs some stuff, we'll have a good cash over there at the firehouse in case something else happens. We're going to get some really good masks that are, I don't think anybody's seen them around here. They're better than N95 masks that we'll have. So
And that was, I think we're going to have to kick in $500 as part of that grant. It wasn't a FEMA grant.
How much was the grant?
$12,000. Yeah.
$12,000?
$12,000, yeah.
And they got $200,000 last year?
$100,000
for
radios a couple
of
years
ago.
I'm very fortunate. I had two people over there who, and I'm not going to mention them to jeopardize their jobs, who have jobs that allow them to work on this stuff. They still do their job, but if they have a computer screen open and they're able to do some work between doing their real job, they're able to do that, and we're real fortunate. In fact, one of them took a class on grant writing to become more, because there's a technique to it. I'm really lucky to have them over there to do that. So, and we're continuing. There are more grants to apply for. We did get through a forestry matching grant also. Every year the state has a forestry grant. It's a matching grant. They'll match up to $5,000. And so what happens in the state, not enough towns apply, and there's always money, so we always get something. So we match up, and so we're going to get some things this year. So, and we're going to keep that a secret to them other towns.
Well, it's just been made public, but that's okay.
We're always trying to do that with grants and stuff, so I wanted to mention that.
Great.
That's it.
Go ahead.
The tower here in Candia, that we have that contract.
Cunningham's tower contract is all set, right?
All set.
Yeah. I'm not sure if our equipment is on it yet. I don't know. It should be close to getting our equipment up on that. And we bought those two frequencies last year, so.
Right.
That should be good to go. Even if we don't go to Londonderry, we'll use that tower for communications.
We're trying to find the original contract right now. Do you have it there in front of you?
This is the most current one.
Okay.
But I recommend that as a liaison that Russ Dan signs for the board. I think they only need one signature if it's agreeable to.
I just want the board to, give me the authority to do that.
Yeah, so we can move along.
Right. Approval of it. So that
will go. So Linda, do you want Linda to send this to? This is the most updated, just to make sure. He might have already gone through a copy. No, it's the same one he gave you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one in the contract. Yeah, the Cunningham contract is.
That's done deal.
Yeah, yes.
Sounds good. Anything else on the fire department? Grants or anything? Please tell the department, much appreciated, the money that they bring in, along with all their other duties. Okay, Dennis Lewis Forrest. Is Dick on?
Yes.
Dick, did you want to speak to that? We have a map in front. Now, do you know how to get the map up there, Linda?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm addressing the public. There's a map here that Mr. Snow provided, and I think it's going to go along with what he has to say about this. I'm not sure, is he?
Yes, I'd like to speak to that.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, I talked to you earlier in the year about the concept of doing something for Dennis as a fitting tribute to all the efforts he's done over the years. And I gave, you guys should have an overview that looks at the Deerfield Road Town Forest, existing forest, 92 some acres, has a conservation easement on it. Between that and the old dump area, there are several pieces of town property that abut the north branch of the Lamprey River. The concept that I'd like to have a concurrence from the Board of Selectmen, because if I don't have a concurrence, I can't really get anything, can't do anything about looking at grants or things like that, because I don't have the authority to put a conservation easement on town property. However, you do. Now, there's a bunch of them there. look at the, you can look at the second page, which should have the Deerfield Road Town Forest.
Yes.
You can see it with the Deerfield Road on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 92 acres. It's the lot 401-101-1-1. That's the property that was purchased, some of which may have been donated, I don't really know for sure, from Mary Gerard or from Mary Gerard's estate to serve as a conservation area. And it is, I believe, a town forest. And I got to check those to find out how you get them into the town forest. I know that I've done a number of citizens' petition warrant articles over the year to get pieces of town property into management and control of the Conservation Commission. And at the same time, I always make them a part of the town forests. The first piece was the one that was on Flint Road. It's a monument to Doc Sander. So that's the Deerfield Road Town Forest. You can see down the bottom of it, there's the part of 406-101 and 406-1031. Those two are also town properties. So you look at the next one and you can see both of that, 100-1 and 103-1, come down to the North Branch of the Lamprey River. I was talking to you about grants, and the concept that I'm pushing, if you will, is I want to take some town-owned property with a conservation easement on it at no cost to the town. And that then becomes a tribute to Dennis, and it also protects the river. Now, there may be, and I use the term may, there may be some grant money coming out that would need to be used in a fairly short time frame. I'm asking for a formal concurrence from the board to a concept, because I'll do more work to actually define what it is that we do and how much it would cost and how they're going to pay for it and all the rest of that stuff. So those two would be a significant protection for the North Branch of the Lamprey River. I have not seen an awful lot of activity on grants being given to the Lamprey River area. They should be. So I think we can do something on that. So I'm here tonight to say I would like to do a tribute. I'd like to do what needs to be done to get a tribute done for Dennis. I would like the board to support me to say, okay, if everything looks good at the end of it, then we will allow conservation easements to be put on these two pieces of property, or more, whatever. Again, these are not under the management and control of the Conservation Commission. They are strictly under your control as town offices now, town property. So there you are.
Okay, and so you just want an agreement, or you'd like input, any input from the town, the board, sorry.
So?
Yes.
Dick, I have a question. If we already own the land, what do we need a grant for?
If you're asking me a question, Boyd, I'm...
My ears aren't speak
what
up.
They used to be.
My question was, if
the
we
system is good, I can understand, I can hear people, I just can't understand what they're saying. So do you have a question that I can answer?
Sure. If we already own that land, what do we need a grant for?
Dick, I think the question is, if we already own the land, what do we need the money for from a grant?
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Well, to put a conservation easement on it, you need to get surveying done. I put this thing out on Facebook and I've gotten quite a bit of support. Jim Franklin already came and said he'd do pro bono on the survey. And you're going to have deed research done. You're going to have the deed written, you're going to, the person, whoever holds the conservation easement is going to be asking for a monitoring fee. And a couple other things like that. So there are costs associated with putting a conservation easement on. I get a grant, the town gets a grant, then there'll be no cost to the town to accomplish what it is that I'd like to get done.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
No, that's...
What are your thoughts? Do you just want... What's your thought? Are you in agreement? Does that sound good, Russ, or do you have questions?
I'm in agreement. I'd like to see that done. Now, it's only going to go down to the New Boston Road, not across it, correct?
The two pieces, one of them goes down to New Boston Road. The old dump runs from the corner of where 406-1031 runs over to the left on the other side of the river. If you were sitting in the old dump and you're looking across the river, you're looking at the area that is the Deerfield Road Town Forest, and you're looking at the river there, and that's, well, you can take a look at the last picture, which is a Google view of what it is. You see what the kind of land it is. Yeah. It's all wetland. Nothing's going to happen to it. So you would have, there isn't really access. I know I had a comment from Rick Lazat that had a preference of doing something so that the Dennis Lewis Town Forest was separate from the Mary and Ronnie Gerard Town Forest. Well, it isn't. Well, it is and it isn't. Anyway, I think that's something we can work on. I appreciate his input. I'll see what we can do on it. But you really want to put, when you put the conservation easement on it, the easiest way would be to extend from the Deerfield Road Town Forest down onto the other properties that are down this way. And then that means you'd have the access through the Deerfield Road Town Forest up to where the gazebo is, the thing that has the signs on it, which, by the way, was done by Dennis's son, Ben, when he was doing his Eagle Scout project. And we'd have certainly another sign of some kind that looks at the Dennis Lewis Memorial Town Forest Access or Annex something. So that there certainly is going to be two people that are, hey, both of them are friends of mine, so we're friends of mine. So.
No, I'm in favor of it.
What are you thinking, Patrick?
What about the two lots on the other side, on the south side of New Boston Road?
Dick, Patrick's asking about the two lots on the other side of the road that are also town owned.
Asking about what?
He just said, what about them? Sorry, I don't need to speak for you, but I guess I'm closer.
Yeah.
And I have a loud voice.
No comment.
Oh, you heard that, huh, Dick?
There are properties that are not town properties, small ones down there. There are properties that are small that are town properties.
Yeah.
And when you look at the second to the last one, I haven't discussed those properties, but to me, I'm saying, I've had talks with DES, and I've kind of primed them with something I'd like to do, and if they're trying to protect the North Branch, that big one that we got down there would be a significant addition to it, and then the one next to it, before you get to the one that's right across from Frank Sarra's place, Frank and Becky Sarra's place. So we might be able to put all of those together. So I'd love to do that. But first I need you guys, girls,
blessing,
people, to tell me that I have the authority to talk to somebody and say the selectmen agree with the concept of what it is we're trying to do.
Does that answer your question?
Sure.
All right, boy.
Hey, Dick, have you given any thought to just renaming the Deerfield Road Top Forest and calling it the Dennis Lewis Memorial Forest?
I didn't get it, boy.
I said, have you given any... Should I speak at that thing right there? Have you given any thought to just renaming the Deerfield Road Town Forest and calling it the Dennis Lewis Town Forest?
Did you get that, Dick?
We're going to somehow identify that portion that is new on the conservation easement, and it will be the Dennis Lewis Memorial Town Forest. And I'm...
Well, that's the name of it.
I have it in my head. I've got to make sure that I've got a town forest on the current Deerfield Road town forest. I know it's got a conservation easement, but I don't know if it's ever been declared as a part of the town forest.
I don't think he got that. He said he'd look at it.
Wait a minute. We're having some discussion here. I don't know if you can see us, Dick, with that, with the map. Are we all set with the map, you guys? Or do you want to refer to it? And then that way we can see who's up there.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for getting that up there, Linda. Okay. Do you have something, Brian?
No, good idea, Dick. Thank you.
Okay, and I approve of whatever, because I believe it has to come back to the board anyway before anything's final. Correct, Dick?
Try it again, Sue.
You just want our blessing. You have to come back to the board before anything's finalized. You just need our blessing.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll keep you informed what I'm working on, what I'm looking at, so that when we end up, you'll know exactly what it is. And that you get some portion of the town properties down there with conservation easement on them at no cost to the town.
Thank you, Dick.
Yeah, I think you have our blessing. It seems like it's unanimous, Dick, okay? Dick?
Try it again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, you have our blessing. Go to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's working.
Okay. Now we move.
It's the other one. It's not working.
Okay. Any other matter to come before the board? Russ, do you have anything?
I do not.
Patrick? Boyd?
Yeah, tomorrow's election day, and Rob Jones has agreed to be my representative. So we're not permitted to be in the building tomorrow, according to the moderator. So I got Rob Jones to stand in for me all day.
Okay, Brian?
It's going to be sunny tomorrow.
And yeah. Warm, beautiful.
Yeah,
Brian, do you have anything?
I just saw Steve in the audience, so I didn't know if he had something for us or questions for us for voting. All good, Steve?
No, okay. All good.
Are you waiting for the chairs?
Yeah.
Well, we were going to try to make this short here, and
no,
I think
no rush,
we're almost done here, I believe. The only thing I have is Rob Boucher is going to be me tomorrow. All day long, and I think we're allowed in the building. We're not allowed to do any electioneering in the building.
Okay.
I think that's the.
You can come in and
we
vote.
We can come in. We can vote. We can use a bathroom as long as you don't have signs and stickers and everything else. So,
okay.
And our thanks go to both Robs for doing that. Much appreciated. Anything else? Okay. We're going to authorize payment of payroll and accounts payable. You do the honors, Boyd?
Sure. Payroll for the week ending March 4th was $31,775.70. March 11th was $48,199.84.
That's a subtotal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, $16,424.14. Payables for the week ending March 4th were $625,343.44, of which the school got $500,000. March 11th, the payables were $79,479.05 for a combined total for the two-week period of $753,022.33. I move the disbursements be authorized as read.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Russ in favor.
Pat.
Boyd.
Brian.
And Sue.
That was a mouthful, huh?
Okay, thank you. Again, on election day tomorrow at the CYA, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Next selectman's meeting is March 22nd at 7, I believe. Any public input? Yes.
I just have a question. When I was looking at the ballot, the town clerk is running for election. But couldn't you have appointed her to finish Christine's term, which was 2 more years?
But it doesn't finish the term. We did appoint her to fill in until election. We were told there's different reasons.
But you can't
reasons.
Appoint her to finish the balance of the
right.
3 years.
Right, no, the road agent, they're different. Town clerk
so
is different.
Tell me how it's different from the road agent. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Just the law.
It is.
Two different RSAs.
But the road agent also has a 3-year term.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you can appoint someone to finish.
We have to. We can. It's not we can. We have to.
So the road agent and the town clerk, different laws?
Correct.
Really?
I didn't understand why we
didn't
do
think so either, but
I don't know who. Yeah, somebody got that.
Well, we did have town council here for that.
No, I was just curious.
Yep.
I don't understand. Yeah. It didn't seem to me that there should be a different law.
Doesn't make sense
when they're both 3-year terms.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. The same with the selectman. You can appoint a selectman just till the next election, not to fill out a term.
But the road agent is in a different
Correct.
Category.
Yeah. Totally different category.
Pretty interesting.
And I don't know if that's because they figure the road agent's got a larger investment to do that job.
I was going to say, did anybody explain to you why they perceive them as being different?
Just the law.
I didn't check on that. To tell you, I'll be honest myself. I don't know how
just
many
told
you
what
did.
What law
we
was.
Yeah, we went by what Brian said.
It gives no reasoning why. It's just that this is the law. You know. I can only assume that that's the reason.
But you're thinking the investment.
Well, he's got a larger, individual has a larger investment in that position. So, you know, who are you going to get to do it for a month? You know, if you've got to come up with, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I don't think she's debating who was chosen.
No, I know. I know she's not.
Yeah, she's just asking about the law. I believe. I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah, I'm just curious about what is
the. I don't know. I didn't look it up. I just went with it. Anybody else? Is that it? Okay.
I move to adjourn.
No, we have a non-public. Remember?
Oh.
Okay. So if you'd like to, if you don't mind, Russ, do move to.
I move to.
To start.
To
suspend
recess
the public. Yeah.
Public
portion.
Meeting to go into non-public.
For 91-A. :3, Roman numeral 2, section A. Okay.
Second.
And you're, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Russ in favor.
Pat in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Brian.
And Sue in favor. Thank you very much, people. You can come back in at the end of it. We usually just come back and adjourn, but you're welcome.